Chapter 20. Words, words. Again. Internal and external structure of words. Modal duality. Deontic and epistemic. Light verbs. Questionable words and phrases. Day 96. Ins and outs of word structure.
Patrick, we're nearing the end of all these sessions of ours, and I'm thinking that it might be useful now to take another look at what we started out with. Do you remember?
How could I forget? Words. And what are they?
And what we really know when we know a word.
That's right. Like how it's pronounced, how it's spelled, what it means. Oh, and the part of speech, noun, verb, adjective, preposition, and so on.
And even more, of course. Take a word like nationalization. Does it derive from anything else? In other words, is it somehow put together?
Yes, of course. Starting with nation, the noun, add al, and you get national, the adjective. Then add ize, and you get nationalize, the verb.
And?
Oh, add ation to nationalize, and you get nationalization, a noun again, and a much larger one.
Right. So there's a lot that goes into putting together a word like nationalization. You can think of all that as its internal structure.
Never thought of it that way.
Nor do lots of others. But what now about the external part?
I don't know what you mean, Marta.
Then go back a step and take the verb nationalize. What are examples of some short sentences using that word?
The government will nationalize the steel industry. The government nationalized the steel industry.
And what are the ED and will doing here? What's the relationship of nationalize to the rest of the sentence?
Okay, the verb nationalize has a subject, the government, and an object, the steel industry, and will puts it into the future, and ED puts it in the past.
And does any of that change the core makeup of nationalize?
I guess not. Same thing with present tense nationalizes. And I think I see what you're getting at.
You do?
Sure. What surrounds nationalize in all your examples, subject, object, ES, ED, will, are external things, right?
Yes, Patrick. And does all this tell you anything more about words in the language and verbs especially?
That they may have an internal structure, and everything else is external?
Not bad.